Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn the last mission of the 8th Parak of Masech Shviyas and the first mission of the 9th Parak of Masech Shviyas. So, we've been, this whole series of Mishnayos, this whole Parak has been talking about using Shemitah produce and using Shemitah money in the proper way, not to misuse them. So, Merchat Shuska B'Teven or B'Kash Shal Shviyas. If you use straw or stubble of Shemitah, so straw and stubble are not foods, but they are animal food. It's animal fodder, so they do have Kedusha Shviyas. So you're not allowed to use it as fuel to heat up the water in the bathhouse. So mutar l'chutzpah, but if someone already did that, so it's already destroyed, there's nothing you can do about it now, so you're allowed to bathe yourself in the warm water of the bathhouse. It shouldn't have been done, someone made a mistake, but it's gone already, so you're still allowed to bathe there, because you're not really getting direct benefit, you're not getting direct hana'ah from the straw itself. You're getting hanah from the water that was heated by the straw. But, says the Mishnah, imis chashevu, if the person is an odom chashuv, that's what the Bartanur translates, mischashev, im odom chashuvu, shebnei odom lemeidim imenu, that other people are going to learn from your behavior, hareza lo yirchutz, then you're not even allowed to bathe there. Meaning, even though bathing there would be mutter, other people are going to think that if the odom chashuv can bathe there, then I'm even allowed to do it lechachila. That's a reality in terms of people's attitudes. Marina of Shechter Shlita says has often said at different Chagas Michas that we had in Yeshiva, he tells all the newly minted rabbis, he says that very often the attitude of Balabatim is that however the rabbi behaves, I could do one level below that's acceptable for me. So therefore, a Rav has to be careful, not just to be makbid on the halacha, on the strict ikra din of the halacha, but he has to be careful to have certain chumras also, to go a little bit beyond, above what the halacha necessarily requires, not to just live by a minimalist standard. Because if you live by a minimal standard, then the Balabatim will live in a subpar way. So that's the halacha in this Mishnah, that if a person is an Adam Chashuv, even though there's totally mutter, there's nothing wrong with taking this bath, but people will then take it one step further and they'll say, so I'm allowed to use a Shemitah Kashu Gvava in order to heat up the bathhouse. Now we move on to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hapegam ve'arbuzin hashotim v'chalgal galos kuzbar shebaharim v'karpas shebaharos v'gargal shel afar, that all these different types of minim that are apparently very, very cheap are p'turim in a maestros, they're p'tur from maestros, meaning if it's a non-shmita year where you normally chayv in regular shumas and maestros, these types of minim are p'tur v'nilkachim yikaladim b'shviyas, and you could buy them even from an am ha'aretz during shmita, meaning typically the halacha is that you're not allowed to buy stuff from an am ha'aretz during shmita, because we're afraid that an Am Haaretz was Shomer his field, that he protected his field and he kept people out. And of course, you have to be mafkir your field and you have to let anybody in to your field. So you're generally not allowed to buy things from an Am Haaretz, but these minim that are so cheap and so lowly, you're allowed to buy from an Am Haaretz during Shemitah. She'ein keyotz ben nishmar, because nobody guards these vegetables. No one would protect these vegetables. So therefore, we assume automatically that they're hefker. Hefker is pater from Trumas and Maestros, and that's why these vegetables are in fact pater from Trumas and Maestros, and you don't have to worry that an Am Haaretz guarded them, because no one would guard this kind of produce. Even though you could buy them from an Am Haaretz, it still has Kedusha Shviyas, so you have to treat it with Kedusha Shviyas. So the money that you get from the sale becomes Kadosh also, and Am Haaretz can't be trusted to follow the halachas of Shemitah. They might use the money for something that's Asur. So Chazal say that you're only allowed to pay an Am Haaretz for Shemitah produce the value of 3 meals worth at a time, because that's the amount that they need for 1 day's worth of food, and that's what the Rav points out over here, that's the limitation that we have over here, that yes, you're allowed to buy them from an Am Haaretz, but only mazon shalosh su'udos bilvad velo yoser. You can only give him 3 meals worth of money, shein mosrin d'mei perosh shviyas Am Haaretz, because you're not even allowed to make sure, you're not even allowed to put d'mei perosh shviyas in the Am Haaretz's hands, because he can't be trusted with it. So that's the halacha in this Mishnah. Then the Mishnah moves on to another halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, another halacha, that the halacha relating to Svichin. Svichin is stuff that grows on its own, meaning you didn't plant anything in Shemitah. There were some seeds that fell in the field at the end of the sixth year, and then they just grew on their own. So strictly speaking, svichin are totally mutter. There's nothing wrong with having svichin and eating svichin. They weren't planted be'isr, but the chachamim were afraid that if we allow svichin, then people are going to plant things and claim that they're svichin. So the chazal instead said that svichin are just usr, that you're not allowed to have svichin. So the Mishnah has three shittos about svichin, how broad that isr d'rabbanan of svichin is. Rabbi Yehuda Amar svichin chardol mutarin, that's viche chardol on matur, because no one would go out of their way to plant chardol, to plant mustard, and therefore there's no concern. They didn't have to make a gzeira on chardol. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kolas vichin mutarin. Now there was no, the gzeira of svichin is very limited. All svichin are really mutter, chutz mi sviche kruv, shein keotz ben biarkas fasada, except for the svichin of cabbage, which are different than all other vegetables, meaning any other vegetable you'll be able to tell by taking a look at it if it's svichin or not, and there's therefore no concern that people are going to claim something as svichin when it's not. But when it comes to cabbage you're not going to be able to tell. It will grow just as robustly when it grows on its own as it would when if it was nurtured, and therefore dafka, the gzeir of cabbage was dafka made when it came to svichin, to svichin of cabbage and not to anything else. The chamam and the chamam say kol svichin asurin, that no, they're all asur, even mustard is asur, that there's no exceptions to this rule of svichin. So to quickly review what we did, Mishnah Yud Aleph told us that if you've heated a bathhouse using straw, that is Shemitah, you're technically allowed to bathe there unless you're an Adam Chashuv, because then Amei Aretz are going to learn from you. And then Mishnah Aleph taught us that two halachos. Halacha number one that it taught us is that there are a number of different types of very cheap vegetables that are patur from maisos because they're assumed to be hefker, and you're allowed to buy them from an Amei Aretz during Shemitah, because we are not choshed that the Amei Aretz would have guarded these things during Shemitah. And then the second halacha that it taught us is about svichin, how broad the gzeira against svichin is. Three shittos. Rabbi Yehuda said svichin applies to everything except for mustard. Rabbi Shimon says it applies to nothing except for cabbage. And the Chama say it applies to everything including mustard. Tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis.